Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I am Dorian Wallace, and as always, my lovely Raina sis. See what happens when I try to do it straight faced?
You fucked that one up for sure.
Oh my god, yeah, my lovely Raina sister. Hello, how are you doing?
Okay, let me just do the real quick disclaimer. This show is not only rated R, it's rated X, it's rated Z. Hopefully not Z. It's rated don't listen. Do not listen to this show if you don't like hearing women be boisterous and cursing a lot. Okay, now that I've got that fucking out of the way.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'm sick one. Give your shout out.
All right. While I'm in between hacks here, I got to give out my shout out that I give out weekly to my cousin Jessica. I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess.
Love you, Jess.
So, yeah. I'm like, I started out the week with a cold.
Yes.
Then I decided a few days later to walk the dog in my sleep.
Yeah. Tell the folks what happened to you. Tell the folks what you did.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, I had a glass of whiskey, and I fell asleep on the couch. I was watching a movie, and I was zonked out, and apparently the dog was needing to go out, and I didn't hear him, so my husband got up and got me. I think this was like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I recall zero of this. None of it. None of it. I do not recall getting up. I do not recall taking the dog out. I do not recall falling and injuring myself.
Uh-huh.
I do not recall the dog. This is interesting for new listeners. Apparently my dog peed on me while I was outside because
we don't know if that's really what happened.
I didn't pee on myself because it was on my side, so I'm not that talented.
No, but I'm saying if when you fell you could have hit the spot where the dog peed. I mean, I'm just saying.
Especially since I have no fucking recollection of this.
Or recollection.
Yes, or recollection. Anyway. I apparently left the dog out and came back in and disrobed. And then my husband asks me, because I decided to go to bed, he's like, where's the dog? So I get back up and I put my jacket on. And I go back outside and I get the dog. And I guess I came back in and I said, that I was hurt. And he's like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, there's blood on my nose and my hand hurts and my wrist hurts. And then I went to sleep. So I wake up with like bruises on my finger. All I remember was I had a bloody nose. I don't remember sleepwalking this dog. I'm like, you know what? Do me a favor. I love you. I don't care if the dog pees in the house. Don't wake me up at 2 in the morning. I can't take the dog out. This is not a good combination. It does not work. So, yeah, that was my adventures this week. It's been an interesting week. But I am glad we are ending it very well with our lovely mojo mistress, Ms. Dorothy Morrison.
Yeah. Miss Dorothy. Miss Dorothy Morrison, let me just say, author, most recently author of Utterly Wicked, Curses, Hexes, and Other Unsavory Notions. I am telling you, buy this fucking book. It is amazing. I love it. Let me tell you what. This woman has an answer for every situation. Again, the name of the book is Utterly Wicked by Dorothy Morrison. Get it. Don't even hesitate. Your Aunt Raina just told you. Go buy this book. I love it.
I know. Oh, and speaking of which, I got to give a quick shout out to our Bri, because he is being very nice since I did injure myself this week. I can't really type that well, and usually I'm constantly posting links. So he has kindly offered to post our links for us. So, yay, thank you, Brian. I love you. You're helping me out. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. We so appreciate you, darling.
I know. He's the best. I love him. I love everybody in here. I really do. We have the best listeners. We really do. We love you guys. I know. Actually, speaking of how much we love you, and I know Brian posted our link, but we are holding a contest this month.
Please tell.
Uh-huh.
Please tell us.
Yes, yes. We, if you go to our link, Cobalt Raven's Magical Notions, well, magicalnotions.storenv.com, and if you purchase anything over $25 in the store, doesn't matter what, you know, as long as it's over $25, you are entered to win the contest. And what it is a magical grab bag. It will be drawn at the end of the month, April 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're not talking cheap stuff here. We're not talking, like, you know, just stickers. There may be stickers included. There may be mini cauldrons, candles, herbs, anything I feel like. I'm going to grab a bunch of stuff, and the winner will be sent this. So if you go, $25. There's also a 10% discount if you type in DHW.
Let me think about this. Desperate House Witches. Let's see. What would the call letters be on that?
But, yeah, that. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. He just posted it in the chat room. But that will be 10% out off of your purchase. So anyway,
If I didn't razz you, how would you know how would you know that I love you if I didn't give you a fair ration of shit every once in a while?
I know, but you know what? Who deserves it? Who deserves it? Because we skip over her words every single time, unless she sees a squirrel and then she gets distracted. Hello.
Yes, true.
Yes.
But I love you.
I love you too. You're my sister. You're evil and I love you.
That's true. I am evil. And you know what? Speaking of being evil, I just got something to say.
Yes, go for it.
This is Raina's rant for the evening. It's going to be a short one. So listen up, children. If you try to hide something from a witch, especially an old evil one, trust me, I will find your shit out. I don't play.
Yeah.
This does not play. All right? I am just saying. If you think you're going to throw away information and that I'm not going to find out that you're trying to hide something, motherfucker, you have barked up the wrong damn tree. Because I will find your shit out and I will tear that shit up, and not in the hot, sexy way. I will tear it up in the, you will be picking your liver up across the street way.
Yeah, she goes just all not. Wolverine on your ass.
I will cut a bitch. Hello. Just saying.
What was that video like a couple years back? Honey Badger just don't give a shit.
Don't give a shit.
I will go. Don't care.
Honey Badger, I will go badger on a bitch. Hello. And bitch applies to men as much as women, honey. Trust me. I have low threshold for tolerance on bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm just. So, what?
Before I forget, because I just realized there are a couple things, there are a couple sections in the store that the 10% discount code does not apply to, and I probably should have said that in the beginning. It does not apply to Starcross Creations, which is on sale right now.
Not only, actually, we have an announcement from the home of Starcross Creations.
Yes, ma'am.
Starcross Creations will also honor the discount.
Okay, I will go ahead and change that as we start.
For a limited time, we will honor the discount on top of the sale.
Awesome.
Because we love you. We love you, and we roll like that, okay? We roll like that.
Cool. I'm changing it as we speak. But it does not count for the readings and the gemstones, because the gemstones are from a different vendor, so can't do that, unfortunately. But anyway, so how was your week?
My week was weird. People went crazy, like they do, because people do go crazy. I would have hours of nothing but silence, and then like an hour before work should end, or actually 20 minutes before work should end, everybody and their mother had a problem that I immediately had to respond to. And quick to the chase I was. It was awesome. So it's been a good week. I mean, I'm not, you know what, bitch is on it. Hello. I'm just saying, it was a good work week. It was a good discussion week. I actually was gifted 2 readings in 1 day by my loved ones, which I am very grateful for. I'm very grateful for that. And, yes, I want to make another special little announcement here.
Okay.
And I'm addressing this to all the tarot readers, specifically. You do not have to give tarot readings for free.
Stop.
Do not feel guilty about charging for your readings. Your time is valuable. The information you're giving is valuable. Don't let somebody sit back and think, oh, well, all you have to do is throw cards and read it. Any tarot reader worth their salt knows that you actually have to get in touch with spirit to be able to read tarot correctly. There needs to be an exchange of energy, whether it's a trade or a monetary money given or a barter or whatever, but to correctly be able to give a good reading, there must actually be an exchange of some sort.
Yes.
Okay? And I've seen this work in the past, so do not feel like you have to give readings for free. I actually stopped giving readings for free to anybody other than close relatives. Obviously, I know better than to read for anyone I sleep with, for all my fans out there who wants to sleep with me. I don't read for my children. I don't read for anybody that I've either given birth to or had sex with. So for whatever reason, and I don't read for myself. I know that there was a bit of a discussion at one point on a separate page about people reading for themselves. I actually do not, and maybe this is my failing, I do not read for myself because I'm not objective enough.
Well, yeah, because, you know, of course you're going to want the best outcome. Work. But yeah, it's like even if you are spot on, for the most part, you are going to question. It's like, well, am I just seeing that because I want to see that? You know, it's the whole, like you said, objectivity thing. You can't be objective with yourself.
I know I can't be, and I can't be objective with anyone, you know, that I would sleep with or anyone I've given birth to. I just know better.
Yeah, see, I have a hard time reading for my mom. I cannot read for my mom. You know, when I first start dating somebody, it's okay. I can read for them a couple times, but it quickly disappears. You know, not that I've dated anybody in years, but, you know, because I'm married. Anyway, but yeah, it's just, you know, if there's that kind of a connection, you always question it. You can't, me personally, and I know you know, you can't really rely on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm way better for total strangers. You know,
absolutely, because there's no preconceived notion, there's no backdrop that you're aware of in a real sense. I mean, it's like they're like a blank slate, only with all this information that you need to really focus to get for them, as opposed to, you know, you have all this knowledge about this person, and, you know, even the readings I get from people who love me, because they love me, it's not that I think that they're changing what the reading says, but I know they might not want to say something as harshly as it's supposed to be. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It would be, the interpretation could be softened, and that's really, you know.
Well, see, that's the funny thing with like you and I, when I read for you, they just won't show me. They're like, no, you don't need to know that.
I know, and
it's the strangest thing, because it's like, it's almost like having a word on the tip of your tongue. It's like, I think, and then it's like, no, you're not supposed to see this, because she's not supposed to know, you know, because it's like, obviously, if I know something, I'm going to tell my sister, you know?
See, and the gods know that shit about you. So they're like, limit.
and that's
the other good thing, because you will say, they're not giving me any more. And then we'll talk, and then we talk about what you think it might be, which is very different from somebody not wanting to, like, hurt my feelings. I'm not saying you don't care about hurting my feelings. You're my sister. Of course you do. But, you know, I know that you will tell me when the message has stopped, and then when we're talking about what you think, which is really good, and it's really helpful. And I like to do readings that way, too. It's like, okay, because it may stop with a complete stranger. And it has with me before, where I've done a reading and it's like, I'm not getting any more past this, so I'm just going to let you know that that's what I see. Now I'll tell you, if you're interested, I will tell you what I think, and then continue on from there. There's, you know, you don't have to necessarily search past a specific point, you know, when you're supposed to stop reading. When the messages stop coming, it's okay to say, this is all I get, but now here's what I think. So then you can maybe get to the root of the problem, or the root of the answer, or whatever it is that the querent is asking. So
exactly.
I'm very appreciative of that style of tarot reading. Speaking of reading,
yeah, you I got don't have my cards with me.
I have
shuffle.
But I do, and I can.
Yay!
So, Auntie Rain is going to read for you, people.
Awesome.
Okay.
Auntie Rain reads.
So I am shuffling.
Shuffle, 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 go.
Oh, she did. She didn't sing. I'm shocked. Okay.
I'm trying to curve it.
Somebody has to tell me when I'm supposed to stop shuffling.
All right. You want me to sing it? No, I'll tell me.
Go ahead.
Sing. No, I'm just kidding.
Sing. Go ahead.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Can I stop now?
You can stop now.
Okay. I have just stopped. Ah, interesting. Oh!
Okay.
Hey, Oh!
Oh, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be good.
Well, I don't know about good, but it's all going. It's all going in one direction.
So this is for one person?
Yeah, it is for one person. Okay, so first card says, and these are all, and I got to tell you, these are all connected. This is a man. Without a doubt, I'm picking up it's a man that you know. I don't think I know this person.
Okay.
It's possible, but I think you know this person. At least you know this person better than me. First card is, seize the opportunity to travel. Okay, so I'm getting the opportunity is it's a business trip. Okay.
Yeah, I know somebody who's getting ready to go on a business trip.
Hang on.
Okay.
And then it says, don't gamble, you can't win. Connected to the trip. Instability, also connected to the trip. Unlucky, caution needed, also connected to the trip. And, oh my God, the last card? The last card says a love connection to business.
Okay, then I hope it's not who I'm thinking.
I'm telling you, somebody's in some shit. Somebody is taking an opportunity to travel for business but has an ulterior motive. And they are risking something for this trip. And it will result in, and the whole situation is going to fall apart. Okay? And it says very specifically, I mean, we're talking about taking a gamble, and here I've got these five cards pulled in a row that say, seize the opportunity, travel, don't gamble, you can't win, instability, unlucky, caution needed, and then a love connection through business. You bitch, you better be careful. You're playing with fire. Somebody is playing with fire.
And you know what happens when you play with fire? You get burned.
You get brained.
Oh, that's, Well, that better not be who I was originally thinking, but we'll talk after the show. Because if it is, he in trouble. Trouble! Trouble with a capital T.
Yeah, so is anybody connecting to that reading?
I don't see anybody just yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the chat room right now. That's very interesting. Very interesting. Now, you know what, though? My hackles don't go up, so I don't think it's who I'm thinking. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know. This happens with empaths, and a lot of psychics are empaths, where you get like just that knot in your chest and your stomach. It's like this feeling of foreboding, and you know,
yes.
kind of you focus on different things.
Yeah.
You either get stronger or weaker. You know, and it's like, no, I'm not feeling anything with it. So, like, now my curiosity is piqued.
I have not had a reading of that many cards in a row going in all in the same direction in one place. Like, caution, caution, don't, bad, bad, stay away. I mean, but it says go on the trip anyway. So perhaps you will work your shit out or your issue out in the interim of this particular trip.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. You know, if it does happen to be anybody we can know, or anybody we know, maybe we can, like, you know, throw a little mojo their way. Like, yeah, okay, let's put your stupid goggles off. You know, let's put those over on the dresser. Let's put your smart goggles on. How about we do that?
Well, you know, there's also the whole don't stick your dick in crazy. Hello?
Oh, God. Oh, my God, yes, please don't. Stop doing that, guys, because, you know, I read something earlier where this girl tried to do this. You know, this is the worst kind of female. If you don't get your way, and this guy, I don't care if you think you are the perfect one for him and he's the perfect one for you. If he wants to leave, let him go. Don't turn around and claim that this person raped you. That is, like, one of the most vile fucking things I think a woman can do. You know, aside from pretending they're pregnant to keep a man.
Yeah.
Yelling rape. It's like, you know, I've known plenty of rape victims, and you like, minimize their trauma. And then you know, just get these men, ruin their fucking lives for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, don't trivialize that. That is not something to play around with, and it pissed me off. It was on my mind. It's like, don't do that. Do not do that. It's like, oh, I will smack a hoe. I will smack a hoe.
I love it when you smack hoes. Hoes need
yes.
smacking. Have I told you that hoes need smacking? They do.
Yes, yes. That's actually, you know, what was it? We started a tribe like a while ago. Like an honorary tribe, you know, try and smack a hoe.
You're a smack a hoe.
Smack a hoe. I'm a smack a hoe. That's my name. I'm a smack a hoe.
I'm a rap a hoe. I'll wrap a hoe upside the head is correct. Oh my God. Yeah, we had a lot of them. We had a whole group.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there was don't make me.
Don't make me smack a hoe.
Yeah, I'm a
smack a hoe.
Yeah, I'm about to smack a hoe. I'm fixing the. Yeah, these are all first names of the tribe. Smack-a-ho. Anyway, I need to be smacked. Anyway, I know. Well, hopefully our guests will be calling in here pretty soon. I'm waiting for her. We've got some callers lined up already, which is awesome.
Do we have callers lined up?
We do. I think somebody has been on the line, though, since the get-go, so... I think they're listening in. I'm not sure because that's not the area code I'm looking for. You are not the area code I'm looking for. No, I'm just kidding. But I may put them
on. Wow.
I am in a rare mood tonight. I really am. I'm just like, bleh. Anyway, They got all quiet.
I know. What happened? Where'd everybody go?
It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's nobody else in the room because we act like
oh, that's right.
In the room as it is. So.
Oh, heck, we're alone. I keep forgetting. Although sometimes, never mind. Yeah. Oh, that's right. The show's about us. I forgot.
No, it's well, because every once in a while, you know, because we get going like this in real life. This is you guys listening into like our phone conversations, and then we have awesome people come in and talk with us. You know, but every once in a while we'll take a breath, like, oh yeah, wait a minute, there's other people in the room.
Oh my God, we're not alone. Yeah, it's weird. See, the whole for anybody who is listening for the first time, because you're a fan of the wonderful Dorothy Morrison, just to give you a little backdrop on how this show came to be. I had been listening to Pagan Radio, and everything sounded like NPR. And my sister and I were talking one day, and we cracked each other up, and we decided that we were funny and, you know, we wanted to share our crazy, inane sense of humor with everybody. And that's kind of how the show started. It was an excuse for us to talk to each other on Friday nights so nobody could get mad at us. Because, you know, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, and it was like, you know, I mean, we crack each other up. We hoped that, you know, we would crack other people up. But, you know, if they didn't, they wouldn't listen in, so... And speaking of which,
yeah.
Miss Morrison is on the line. Where's
my Dorothy? I need her.
Well, I'm here.
Hello.
How are you? Y'all crack me up.
Yay!
Miss Dorothy. Oh, my goodness. I have missed you so much, Miss Dorothy. Let me tell you what. If I crack you up, my whole world is made. I don't care if I make anybody else laugh ever again at this point.
I've missed y'all, too. How are you?
Oh,
I'm good.
Yeah, tell us how you're doing. I'll get to me after. Go ahead. Tell us how you are.
I was telling the audience earlier that I decided to take the dog out at 2 in the morning, but I did not wake up for it.
I saw that. So how is that hand?
It's actually doing a lot better. I can move the two forefingers. The first finger still not too much, but it's getting there. So I'm like, it's mostly my pride that's hurt.
Yeah, well, you know, you'll have that. Just so you know, you're not alone. I'm clumsy too.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know, I have broken myself twice walking the dog. So you're really lucky. It was my neck and my shoulder, and I had to be on a plane 2 days later, and then at the end of last year we were on vacation, and I was standing in front of Harrah's on a curb, waiting to cross the street, and somehow. I missed when I stepped down off the curb, and I screwed up my good knee. So it's now pretty much healed, but my New Year's resolution was to learn how to stand on my own two feet.
Oh, that was hysterical.
Okay, but now I don't feel so bad.
But you know, you're too young to be as clumsy as I am, honey. I have had a lot more years experience being clumsy than you have. So,
I know what I have to look forward to.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, believe me, I will get plenty of it under my belt. I run into walls all the time. It's like I'll be talking and get distracted like I usually do. Like, oh my God, there's a squirrel, or somebody will say the word llama, and I'm gone.
Yeah.
You know, and boom, there's a wall as soon as I turn around. Like, how'd that get there?
Oh, God.
Who moved the room? Who moved the room?
I know. It's like, all right, I know that door jam wasn't there, like 5 minutes ago. Who moved it? Because it couldn't have been me. It couldn't have been my fault.
Because we're delicate flowers, don't you know?
Oh, yes.
They're petite friggin' daisies. You know?
Oh, goodness gracious. Huh, so what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I have to tell you, I will now say it again. I am promoting this book by our wonderful guest, Dorothy Morrison. It is called Utterly Wicked, Curses, Hexes, and Other Unsavory Notions. I am holding a copy in my hand, my hot little hands. And let me tell you, I am loving this book.
Well, thank you.
Here's the thing. It's a serious book containing hexes, curses, and other unsavory notions. There's truth in advertising right there. It's on the cover. But it's done so brilliantly because it's done with humor. And I adore this because to me, everything has to be backed up by being able to laugh. Otherwise, you are taking yourself way too damn seriously. But you know what? I'm going to use a few of these because I got some bitches that need a lesson, okay? They just need it.
Really?
Oh, yes, honey.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yes. I had a situation a month ago with someone that I work with who started to mouth off in a racist manner, and I had his behind called out on the carpet. And now he is doing everything he can to make me uncomfortable. So guess what? Your book is going to get me what I need.
So what are you going to do out of the book?
Well, I was going to do the gossip one because there's been a lot of whispering when I walk into the room. So I would kind of like the gossiping to stop.
Okay.
So that was the first one I was going for. Now, I don't want to do anything too heavy duty because of the fact that his wife is pregnant and I don't want any backlash on the children, on the babies.
Well, now, you know, honey, you can do something out of Utterly Wicked or, haha, I also have a candle for that. I have a candle and incense called Shut Your Mouth.
Well,
perfect.
You know, I think that will pretty much fit the bill. And where, Miss Dorothy, can I get this?
You can find this at wickedwitchstudios.com.
Well,
look under the Wicked Witch Mojo section.
Gotcha.
This is a candle that was retired, that has come out of retirement just recently. And so I'm really excited about that. And we have three other candles that have come out of retirement. One is called Making Tracks, which is like hot foot powder in a candle. And
cool. And
we have Wishing Mojo to make all your wishes come true. And Tornado Alley has also been brought back, and that is the Uncrossing formula. And what it really does is, it really is like a tornado. It clears out everything. It's similar to Van Van, for those who know what that formula is like.
Yeah.
This really does clear the slate entirely. So what happens is it clears out all the bad, but it also clears out all the good. So you have a clean slate to play with.
Ah.
Perfect.
And so, you know, it really is effective. It takes care of everything.
I need
wipes out all the bad, but it also, I'm glad you said that. It wipes out all the good, so it is a really clean slate.
Yeah, it really is. And so, you know, the good is not you know, once the bad is gone, the good is not hard to put back in. I mean, that's really simple. But I want people to understand that, you know, when we talk about a tornado wipes out everything, and that's exactly what this does. Because what happens a lot of times when people have negative stuff going on,
mm-hmm.
is they inadvertently
yeah.
seal this stuff in.
Mm.
So it's also going to affect your good stuff. And you know, when people are doing an uncrossing or a cleansing, what I recommend that they do is they open or at least crack their windows and their doors. So this is a real good time to do this kind of thing, especially since now spring has finally decided to spring. open your doors and your windows because you want the bad shit to have some place to go.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, especially like if you're using, you know, a lot of people like to use salt or salt water or to, you know, get rid of negativity, and it works great. But if you use that in your home, when the doors and windows are shut, well, you know
mm-hmm.
what? The bad stuff has no place to go.
True.
So you need it to go out into, you know, and into the atmosphere where it can dissipate.
See, me, personally, I think I'm so lucky, cause, and actually I'm going to get one of those because I need it. But down here in the South, some of the older houses, like, you know, even the ones built in the 70s and everything, I have an attic fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got a two-story house, and we've got an attic fan, and, you know, like, I'll crack the windows, especially in the summer and late spring when it gets really hot and humid, you know, and I'll crack the windows open. You know, upstairs and downstairs, and turn that attic fan on. But that's when I do most of my cleansing.
Yeah,
is like just get all that crud out. But that's
yeah.
perfect. I'm gonna get one of those. I just got an order not too long ago, so I'm gonna be ordering from you.
Well, and as long as I've got a captive audience, and we're talking about the Wicked Witch Mojo stuff,
I
want you and your audience to know that Coventry Creations, who does the Wicked Witch Mojo line for me, has decided to discontinue making any of their incense or any of their oil. Now, with the incense, I was able to acquire a fairly good amount of all 16 of the incenses that I originally had. So I have incense right now, but I bought their stock out on several of them, and so there are a few of those that I only have a couple left. So if anybody wants incense, they need to order it now. Now they may be able to get some of it still at their local retailer, and if they can get it there, fine. But if they can't, they mm-hmm. they need to contact me through Wicked Witch Studios. The oils, most of the oils, I am able to do myself now. So I can sell, most of the oils still. But I don't want anybody to think that Coventry is going out of business. It's not that at all. They did some reorganization, and they decided for the time being to focus on their fabulous candle lines.
Uh-huh.
And so that's all well and fine and great, and they may eventually bring back incense and oils, but for right now, for the time being, they're not going to do that. So I wanted people to be aware that if they wanted the incense, yep, they could still get it, but when it's gone, it's gone.
Okay. Because I was about to get everything and then some, which I also need.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that they're still showing the combo deal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I can still get you the combo deal, but you need to hurry with that because I think I probably only have about 3 packs of that incense left. And
I just added it to my cart, so one of those is mine, like right now.
So anyway, what happens is, you know, whether people buy the, you know, if they buy the incense by itself or they buy the incense in the combo, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. So, you know, and I try to really keep my eye on things on my website because I do my own website to make sure that nobody is allowed to order anything that I'm out of. But the way that that particular page is set up, I can't control that. I have to keep watching it. and so, you know, if I sell, say, you know, three combos and I've only got three packages of incense, then, you know, after that, the combo is gone and the incense is gone.
Right.
So.
Oh, I'm seeing all kinds of things that I absolutely have to have. So, excuse me, I can talk and shop at the same time. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. I can run my mouth enough for both of us.
Oh, Ms. Dorothy, I love you to death, honey, but I don't think you can blabber as much as I can. I'm an expert.
Actually, speaking of yourselves, I use one of my favorites is the toilet paper spell. And I got so mad this week, I wound up using that. Maybe that's what I didn't do it right and it backfired on me. But that is like one of the most awesome ones. For anybody who hasn't heard about it, would you mind explaining that?
The toilet paper spell. That's really, really simple. You write your target's name on a piece of toilet paper, and you use it to wipe your butt with, and you flush it.
I love it.
Bon voyage. Yes.
I found a lot of people got flushed this week.
you know, it's really funny. I think that people are doing a lot of cleaning out of old baggage, you know, whether that's people or attitudes or whatever. I had this little gal email me last week sometime, and she had this whole list of stuff, and she wanted a quote on it, and, you know, with the shipping and so on and so forth, and it was a fairly big order, and so I gave her a quote, and then she says, wait, I also need a quote on this. And it was a long list, and on that list were eight. It sucks to be you candles.
Wow.
And apparently, you know, this was like for her family and, you know, and friends and stuff like that. You know, all of them were going in together, you know, for this one order. But I still thought to myself, my God, if you need eight It Sucks to be You candles, you must be doing something wrong.
Hello.
You got to think at some point, like, you know, and I've started changing my attitude. I still get pissy every once in a while. I mean, I'm half Italian, half Scottish. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people piss me off. But it's like for a while there, I seem to be attracting a lot of them into my life. I mean, people just, you know, coming in and using me. You know, and it's...
Mm-hmm.
Since I've gotten older, it's like, yeah, you know what? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. You know, and less of those people have been showing up.
Well, yeah. You know, once you make a decision or you tell the universe, you know, I'm now declaring myself a drama-free zone, then you're done with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like you. You know, I get pissed off too. But one of the things that I ask myself when I'm that pissed off is, okay, you know, first of all, what part did you play in this?
Exactly.
And if I didn't play any part in it, because sometimes I did not, and you know, and more, I try to be careful not to play a part in it, so I don't have to blame myself for anything. But you know, the other thing is, you know, why am I really pissed off here? You know, what is it that has made me mad, and am I going to even be worried about this in 5 years? Because I'm going to tell you, if it's not going to matter to me in 5 years, there's no point in me getting undone about it.
Yeah.
You know, I love that, because my mama always told me that when I was growing up. You know, I understand this crappy thing happened to you, but what is this person going to matter to you 5 years from now?
Right.
I pass that down to my sons, too.
You know, and sometimes it will matter to you. I mean, for example, you know, if you get up in the middle of the night and the toilet seat's left up and you sit, you know, you go plop down on the toilet and you fall in. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you something that made me mad, and that was going to matter to me in 5 years. So we fixed that.
There you go.
You know, but you know, a lot of this stuff, you know, when people get mad at each other, you know, even in intimate relationships, when people are pissed off at each other, you know, is this something that is going to matter to you in 5 years? If it's not, for God's sake, let it go.
Yeah.
Or sit down and discuss it and say, when you do blah, 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 it makes me feel like this. And I realize that you didn't know that was an emotional button you're pushing, but you really are pushing it, and we need to stop that.
Yeah.
So, you know, so sometimes it's not even something magical that we need to do. And I found that a lot lately too with people.
Yeah.
You know, they want some kind of a magical solution, but they're not being proactive.
Exactly. Oh, that makes me so crazy. It's like, don't call your, you know, don't call your local witch and say, I need magic in the bottle and I want you to do it for me.
Well, exactly. Or you know, if you're having trouble with your landlord, you know, if you can't pay your rent, okay, fine, go talk to your landlord first.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting any, you know, see if you can make arrangements. If you're not getting anywhere, then do a little magic to move things along. But then you need to decide, you know, what is it you really want the magic for? Do you want the magic to help you get the rent money? And if that's the case, you have to be willing to be proactive toward getting that money, being willing to work overtime or, you know, whatever it is. Or do you want your landlord to be more cooperative, or do you want both?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know,
yeah,
magic always works. I think the big problem is that people don't always know exactly what they want. They think they're asking for one thing when they're asking for something entirely different.
Yeah.
And so they get what they're asking for, but they didn't realize that that's what, you know, what they were going to get. Okay, so they need to be really clear about what it is that they want. And the other thing is they have to remember that what magic actually does is it levels your odds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if you need a job, yeah, work magic for it, but you're not going to get that job by laying on the couch watching soap operas.
Hello. Oh,
man. Seriously?
Sorry. No, that's not how it works. You and I have discussed the fact that it's not how it works. Now you have Miss Dorothy to tell you straight to your face that ain't how it works. Hello.
Oh, no. Believe me, I know. I know.
I know.
It's like, you know, oh, gotta love it, gotta love it.
You know, I've got a client that is, you know, trying to, she's got this boyfriend, and they talk about getting married, and, you know, and he kind of backs off and this and that, and she thinks that some other woman has worked magic on him and so on and so forth. And I'm sure, you know, y'all have all heard that. And,
oh, yeah,
you know, it's a common thing. And, you know, and maybe she's right. Okay. Now, I doubt it, but maybe she's right. Because, you know, stranger things have been known to happen. But, you know, she's been working with, you know, with stuff. And so she, you know, she decided she was going to use, you know, one of my candles and so on and so forth. And so she does it. And then she says, now what? What next? And I said, well, now you wait.
Yep.
Because magic works in 21 days or not at all. You know, it works, you know, usually works within that time limit. And so you wait and you don't do anything else toward that until then. However, it might not hurt for you to call him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I didn't realize that I was supposed to do that. He's always responsive when I call. Well, you know, and I can understand why she didn't think she was supposed to do that, because different people, you'll tell you, you know, different stuff. But, you know, magic's not a game. You know, you have to own it. So, you know, how is he going to know you're still interested if you don't even get in touch?
Yeah, it astounds me how people think it just that they don't have to be involved. It's like you cast a spell over here and it happens over there, and that's all you have to do. That's not all you have to do. You have to live as though it is being created. You have to respond to the magic as well as create it.
Yeah. So, you know, so and this has been like a theme for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, with most of the people that I'm dealing with. And, you know, I think that they really think though that their magic isn't working, but that's not it. They just have to direct it in the right way, and I think we talked about this before. You know, they can't leave this crap up to the universe. They've got to own it, and they have to be involved in it.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been guilty of that myself, and I think a lot of it, which I've figured out for me, what works for me. Is I have to be in the right frame of mind, because for some reason, I don't know what's been going on in the atmosphere, like, within the past couple months, really. It kind of started in, like, November or December, you know, where it just started, like, this swirl started coming around, and it's really been getting bad, like, with the spring air coming around. But just, I mean, very scattered thoughts. Like, you can't focus. Like, you'll get one thought in your mind, and you're getting ready to do magic, and you're focused, and then the next split second, it's off on something else. You know, and you're doubting yourself. And it's like, it's a constant swirl of it. And I'm kind of coming out on the other end. I don't know if anybody else has been going through this. But, you know, the focus is really important as well.
It's very important. And, you know, and I think the one of the ways to keep your focus is you've got to create the right atmosphere.
Yes.
I think if you create the right atmosphere for magic before you begin, then your focus will always be there. You know, I realize that not everybody has the luxury of having a temple room or a magic room. You know, some people work magic in their kitchen. I happen to work magic in my little office because I'm in here all the time. But,
me too.
But, you know, what I suggest that people do is they surround that area, whatever it is, even if it's your kitchen. You know, put a little shelf or put some little things in your window, so if you've got a kitchen window, that are magical to you, that say magic to you. I mean, I'm not saying that it has to be like a wand or an athame or any of that kind of stuff. Well, you know, but something that makes you feel magical when you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, and then work your magic, you know, where you can see that. You know, it's really funny. I happen to like Legos.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, cool.
Okay, and you know, and I don't like the new ones or the ones that have been out in the last, 15 years or so. I have the complete, very first castle set. I have the complete, very first pirate set.
I want to go play at Dorothy's house.
So I have shelves that have the whole, when we moved here, I didn't put my pirate set together. It's again, but you know, all the little Robin Hood men hanging from the trees, you know, all the little castle towers, the whole nine yards, the jousting matches, blah 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 blah. You know, I have them all lined out, and you know, that makes me feel magical.
That's so cool.
And you know, I realize how silly that sounds to some people. But you know, it really does. And then, you know, people have given me a ton of things over the years. I'm sitting in my office now, you know, I'm kind of looking around. I have a Elagua figure and Oh goodness, another one. She's going to slap me in a minute. I'll come back to that. Anyway, they're actually made out of the bodies are made out of a cross of sticks. And,
oh wow!
Yeah, and they are dressed, and you know, and so on and so forth. And I have some little boxes that have shelves that have herbs and incense and oils and all kinds of stuff. And I've got a set of skeleton keys over here for LaGuard,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. I have a fairy house that's made out of an old stump.
Cool.
That's sitting on one of the shelves. I have a little candelabra that has tea lights in it, but it's cast iron witch's hats. So I have, you know, just and of course, and then on this one shelf, well, this one set of shelves, you know, I've got all the stuff for my hexology and you know, all the supplies and the oils and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, I really am surrounded with all kinds of things that make me feel magical. You know, right above my computer armoire, I have a huge portrait that a friend of mine, who's a fine artist, did of me. That's very magical. That has my totem animals in it, and so on and so forth.
Aww.
Sabrina the Ink Witch, whom I adore.
I wear her key.
Huh? Oh yes, I have one of those too.
Yes. It's so cool.
One day I told her, I said, "Oh my God, so, you know, Bray, I really wish you would do a Medusa." Because
ooh,
I happen
yes.
to have an affinity, you know, with Medusa. And she said, "Okay." And so she says to me, a couple months later, she says, "You know what? I've been working on that Medusa." And she said, "But you know what? Snakes really bother me. You know, do we have to have fangs? Do we have to have this? Do we have to have that?" I said, honey, just do whatever you think. One day, this package arrives for me. I have the original.
Oh, wow.
Because I was perfectly content to buy a print. No, she sent me the original, and I told her, I said, the only thing about Medusa is she has to be pretty because she really was an Anatolian sun goddess to start with, and she was supposed to be gorgeous. So,
yeah.
Medusa, if you go over to Sabrina's page, which I think is sabrinaart.com, you will see the Medusa, and she looks like, da-da, Penelope Cruz. and she has very faint scales across her hand and up the side of her face. Absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
Sabrina is amazing. She really is.
So you know, yes, you know, I have all this wonderful stuff. I have a witch that's holding a sign that says witch services, reasonable rates, spells, hexes, and magic, October special. Prince to frog change, poof.
Hilarious.
So you know what? Whatever puts you in the right frame of mind, because I can walk in here and simply feel the magic as soon as I enter.
Yeah.
And so I that really does. Even though I'm doing a jillion million things a day. Because usually I spend 12 hours a day in my office, at the very least. You know, every act I do in here is a magical act. Because the second I walk through the door, there's a whole change of atmosphere.
Yeah, I could see that.
So,
that is so cool.
Yeah, because I do, you know, where I live most of the time, I'm very fortunate. I get to have a place in the city and the country, and I spend 4 out of 7 days a week in the country and 3 days a week in the city. And I have my home office I happen to have a really large room. I'm very lucky. And the room is large enough for my bedroom and my office and my altar. And I have statues of the gods and pictures and all kinds of stuff. So every time I wake up or go to bed, I am surrounded by it. So I totally get it and say, yes, that's how I live it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of have to live it. You can't just do it. It's not like this compartmentalized thing that you do it and then you're not involved with it. You have to live it, I think. That's my opinion.
Well, yeah. And you know, and I think that you do that long enough to where you don't even think about it anymore. I really don't like having anything in my home that I have to iron.
I'm with you. I don't own it. I own no iron. That is me. No ironing. Thank you very much.
Well, but because I sew things and sell them, I have to have one. I have to have an iron. And so it is set up in my office, too, all the time. But but even when I iron, like, seams open or whatever, or I iron a wrinkle out of the fabric, what I'm actually doing at the same time is ironing out problems.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's good. I like that.
So, you know, I have been doing this so long that everything I do has some kind of a magical connotation.
I love that. I love that. I have to incorporate that thought into what I do, too, because I think that will continue the flow and strengthen the magic.
Well, yeah, because it gets to the point, you know, where it's like second nature to you.
Yep.
And you know, and there are a lot of people who say too that gosh, you know, you know, if things are a mess in your house, that oh, you know, your magic doesn't work and blah 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 blah. Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, most magical people that I know whose homes I've been in, not all, but most. Are real clutter bugs, and some of them border on being hoarders, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you sound surprised at that.
I guess I kind of am, and I'm kind of not, because I've been known, I used to do this. I used to just, like, collect things and have tons of things, and then a year and a half ago, I moved and left, I'd say, a good 80% of my stuff I gave away, like everything I owned pretty much. Like I had 6 different sets of dishes and 20,000 pots and pans and all kinds of stuff. And I walked away from almost everything and said, some of it went to your house. Some of it went to other houses. A lot of it went to other houses, actually. And it was like I had to get a fresh start and let go of all that stuff.
Well, you know, the thing is, I have never, to start with, I hate to clean. All right, you know, I really, really do. Now, fortunately, my husband likes to clean because that's how he unwinds, and that's great. But, you know, I'm no good at this cleaning mess.
I hear you. I'm not good at that cleaning thing either. I just don't like it. I think if I applied myself, I'd be good at it. But, yeah, no, it's not my thing. It's not what I like to do.
Well, you know, I want it done. I just want to hire it done, though, you know?
There you go.
And so, you know, my mother used to excuse that by saying that creative people were messy. Okay. Well, you know, occasionally... My office is, other people think my office is a disaster, and that's okay. But occasionally, I get to the point where it damn near chokes me, too. And so, but it'll take me 3 days to get things straightened out. The problem is that my muses like the clutter.
Oh, great. Helpful. Very helpful.
Well, yes, because, you know, what I used to do was I would, you know, I would finish a book. And usually I would have, like, stacks of research material in a semicircle behind my desk. And I'd step over and go sit down at my desk. Excuse me. So, you know, I would clean everything up, and I'd get ready to start the next book, and I'd sit there and stare at the screen. So I learned that my muses actually like some mess, so I don't clean up too good.
There you go. No, keep it in like an organized clutter pile.
a funeral.
See, that's what
one.
I have. I have, like, you know, I mean, my office right now is a complete disaster. I do have to straighten a lot of it up so that I can set more of my altar up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's like, you know, what is the term for it? It's like organized chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know where everything is. It doesn't matter if everybody else knows where it is. As long as you do.
Well, exactly.
That's all that matters.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, unfortunately for me, I got to a point where I didn't know where my own ass was.
Oh, come now.
I mean, really, that's how much shit I had to get out from under.
Well, you know, I've been doing some downsizing because, you know, it was rumored that my husband was going to be transferred. And so we got word yesterday that he really is. And so, you know, and you know, I don't really have time to move, but he's going to have to start work on June the 1st at the new place.
Oh, my goodness.
What state are you going to, if you don't mind saying?
Oh, it looks like we're going to be moving fairly close to the Baltimore airport.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So you know, 2.5 hours away, you know, something like that. But,
yeah.
You know, until we actually get his letter of transfer, I can't do anything. You know, there's no point in me looking for a place, so on and so forth, because, you know, at one point, you know, you would think I'd be used to this moving mess. At one point, we were in South Carolina looking for a place because he was supposed to be transferred there. While we were there, we got a phone call from his company saying, don't rent anything. You're not going there. You're going to Alabama.
Oh, my
wow. God. That's a bit of that's not exactly around the corner from each other. I'm just saying.
No, so it was like head to Alabama. Find a place, and then run home to Missouri because we've already called your packers and movers, and you're going to have to meet them at your place.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, they do that to you?
Oh, well, you know, but they pay for the packers and movers.
Well, that's good. There you go.
Well, yeah, it is good. But, you know, so I don't get too undone about anything until I actually have a letter of transfer in my hand. And then I'm even kind of iffy. So, I'm sorry I'm choking, guys. My sinuses are just awful. Anyhow, you know, I'm doing a little downsizing myself. I have gotten rid of, you know, I bet 200 pounds of clothing.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm still out there cleaning out closets. Because I've been busy, with the business, so I haven't had time. And
right.
You know, a lot of my stuff is going to be gone too, but they're still going to have a ton of stuff to move. You know, my big problem right now, though, is that, Mark may be staying in a motel room, you know, when he first goes to work, because I don't know how soon we're going to be able to make this move happen. We're going to have to give notice where we are.
Right.
We're going to, I've got to be at the Pagan Unity Festival in the middle of May, and
then
the International New Age Trade Show on June 20th, you know, like the 20th through the 22nd or something like that in Denver.
Yep.
So sometime in between all that, we're going to have to move. So, and I'm still going to have to be able to find my stuff. So a lot of this stuff, my business stuff, I'm going to have to move my, you know, I have to move my, I'll have to do it myself. Because I can't be looking to see what box it's in. When we moved here, it was a short distance move, and it was the most awful move we ever made. And we've made about 6 or 7 moves in 13 years.
Mm-mm.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm telling you, this was awful. We had little Romanian packers, and that was all well and fine, and they were lovely. But what I didn't realize was that even though they spoke English, they did not write it well.
Oh, no.
And I'm used to, when boxes come in, I'm used to telling them which room to put it in, and I unpack a room at a time. And in 6 days, I've got things on the wall, and we have a home, and the boxes are gone.
Right.
Well, I couldn't do it this time because they wrote the contents in their own language.
Oh, no.
And it took me about 10 or 15 minutes to realize that Chechen was kitchen.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And if there was one strip of fabric,
mm-hmm.
whatever else was in the box, they just labeled it clothes. And if they
oh,
didn't know
no.
how to classify it, and this could have been anything from your toilet paper to your computer peripherals, they labeled it toys.
Oh,
so
no.
I had a million boxes of toys.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
So I am hoping that this one goes much more smoothly.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, it's funny that that's when you're moving, because it's like, I wanted to come and see you, and I guess this is not good timing, unless I can help you pack.
I'm hoping that the packers can just do the packing and be done, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'll have to, you know, pack my office and get it over there first. But I thought, you know, how funny is this? You know, I guess there's never a good time to move, but it just is what it is, and I know it will be fine because it always is fine. You know,
there you go.
And I think that's true with magic too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Life is full of things that we don't want to do.
Got
but,
that right.
Yeah, that's for sure. Most of dishes and laundry.
Yeah, well.
Silly girl.
Honey, what you need is a well-trained husband, and you won't have to worry about that.
Oh,
no, this is what I have been saying to her for years.
Although I have to tell you, I do the laundry here. It's the one thing I don't want Mark touching. But honey, he does the dishes, he scrubs toilets, he does windows, he does everything. And he leaves for work. He's worked at the same place for over 30 years.
Hello.
He leaves for work a little after 4 a.m. and gets home about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nice.
Wow.
You have a nice stretch of time to concentrate.
Yeah, and you know, and yes, he is amazing. So if you could just get your husband to do the dishes, you'd probably be fine.
You know what? He was doing them for a little while because I cook the meals because I do all my work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got actually 6 jobs that I don't get paid for. plus, you know, I get the kids off to school, I make the lunches, I cook the dinners, I make sure, you know, at least most of the laundry's done. It's like if you're running low on underwear, you got to let me know because I'm not aware. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
The kitchen's usually clean, the dog is usually fed and out, and the cats are usually fed. And it's like, you know, so he's like, you know what? The older one and I are going to take turns doing the dishes, and that lasted maybe 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
like, where did that go? You know, because it takes me longer to do dinner if I have to do dishes first.
Well, you know what, though? See, with a little positive reinforcement, it would last longer.
Oh, yeah. No, I tried that. I showed him I was very grateful. I showed him I was, like, very happy that he was doing that. And it's like, yeah.
Aww.
He got his reward and went sauntering off.
Oh, goodness gracious. The best way to get that stuff done, like everything
mm-hmm.
else that we don't want to do, is to really and truly just meet it head on and go, okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this, but I'm going to, because the quicker I get it done, the quicker I'll be, you know, quicker I get to it, the quicker I'll be done with it.
Yep.
Exactly.
And I think that really makes a difference in just how smoothly your life goes. Because, you know, we spend an awful lot of time worrying over things, and we spend an awful lot of time procrastinating.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and I found this to be true when I have trouble with people. you know, and I don't know exactly how to handle something. You know, I'll worry over it and worry over it and worry over it. You know, how are they going to react, this and that, so on and so forth. Because, you know, there's some things that I really don't care about, but I do care about hurting somebody's feelings. I also care about making my point so that somebody doesn't run all over me.
Yep,
but I want to do it in such a way that everybody is okay. And so, you know, I worry about this stuff. What I have learned, though, is when things start to make me sick at my stomach, my best bet is to just get on with it and get it done.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just as soon as I'm done with it, it's everything smooths out. You know, I posted a meme on my Facebook wall, and it was a picture of Obama and Bill Clinton. And the deal was, this was about, you know, how you don't have to have two parents to raise, you know, a good and productive kid, blah, 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 okay?
Mm-hmm.
My God, that created a regular shitstorm.
Yeah.
because there were all kinds of people who thought those were really poor examples. You know, both of them, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I can't believe, you know, you posted that. You know, my daughter is a single parent, la, 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 la. I was a single parent, blah, 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 blah. On and on and on. And I'm looking at all this stuff, all these people having a fit. And, you know, to be honest with you, I was getting really aggravated about this. And then I thought, okay. So I posted under it. And I said, well, you know, despite differing opinions, I think we've accomplished exactly what I set out to accomplish. This has turned out to be a tribute to single parents everywhere. And it was like, duh. And you know, and the second I did it, everybody settled down. And I settled down and it was all good.
Yeah. Yep.
And that is magic. The power
there
of the written word.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, we have hogged you this entire time. We've had a couple people. I know there's a couple people on the line, but we've only got, like, 7 minutes left. But
aren't we doing an hour and a half tonight?
Yeah. Actually, we have you set for an hour and a half. Hold on a second. Let me make sure. Yeah, because it's almost 10:30.
Well, yeah.
I thought we were on till 11 tonight too.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Double check that? Because I thought we were on till 11. Because I thought we had Miss Dorothy for the whole hour and a half tonight.
Oh yes.
In addition to our half hour, we do have the whole hour and a half with Miss Dorothy, don't we?
Yeah. Okay. I just fixed it. That was my bad. Because I was like, wait a minute, we only have 30 minutes left. Okay, there we go. Yes, we've got.
Yeah, no, she's fixed. We are fixed. We are fixed. Hallelujah. Yay.
So before we hog you up again, because this is like, it's too easy. We love talking to you. We love hogging you.
You're my favorite person, Miss Darcy.
Oh. Would you be willing to take a couple callers?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I am going to put on somebody who's been waiting a very long time. Area code 302, you are on the air with Miss Dorothy Morrison. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I guess no.
No, I guess not. Okay, they hung up. All right, let's try area code 907.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, 907. You're on the air with Dorothy Morrison.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What can I do for you?
Honey, you know what? You have been an inspiration since I ever found your first freaking book. We play online on and off. Do you talk to the Will-O-Witch?
Well, yes. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Yes. Oh, my God. You are, no offense or anything, I met in Salem, Lori Cabot.
Uh-huh.
Next to Lori Cabot, honey, is you.
Aww.
Oh, my God, woman, you have no idea. I adore you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. How cool is this?
I'm sorry?
I said, how cool is this?
Oh, this is super cool. You have no idea. I have been dying to talk to you. I don't even know what to say at this point, except for the fact that between the two of you, you guys are the badassest witches of all witches.
Oh, honey, you know what? That makes me feel good. You know, I'm an old woman. I guess it's still good to be considered a badass.
Hello.
Badass witch bitch. I don't know how else to say it. That's like the most utmost respect I can give you.
Well, thank you.
I cast
so
like a sailor on tour leave. I am so sorry, but, you know, I've been through so much trauma. And you and Lori and you guys have, like, inspired me to, no matter what I have had to go through, I have always known I can be who the hell I am because you guys kind of broke out the mold.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you finally came to that realization. It really is a lot easier to be who you are than to be the person that other folks expect you to be.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I have never been anything they ever expected out of me. I have had a lot of oppositions. I've actually been chased out of. I came off the East Coast. I'm now in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
I came off the East Coast because there was a cop there who had a badge and a serious hatred for witches.
Oh, my goodness.
You have no idea. It sounds like a bad Lifetime movie on steroids. It's horrible.
Well, honey, maybe you ought to write a novel.
Well, there you go.
You know what? If I have the attention span of a freaking squirrel. Unless you got somebody in the works and you hit me up, I will have a novel for them that will just curl their freaking toes. It'll be fun. But it will be entertaining through and through.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. I have so wanted to talk to you.
Aw. Well, so your life is better now, right?
It is, but he now has gotten in trouble, that cop that gave me the problem. He now is in trouble online. He got arrested for beating up another couple. He took my kid from me. He took my life from me. I had to move to Alaska so that I could be that far away from him that I could continue and rebuild myself. It has been fantastical. My journey to get here has been awesome, but the reason I had to leave, fuck that.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, things look really, really bad, and if you could see the end result at the beginning,
yes,
you probably wouldn't be so scared or so undone.
If I could see the end result from the beginning, I probably wouldn't have done it to myself.
Yeah.
But I would do it again and I would over and over again because I am in a happier place.
Yeah, we all go through lessons, even though they suck sometimes. They really do.
Yeah. You know, I've been there too, where things were just God awful. You know, I could tell you all things that would curl your toes too. And it's amazing that I even survived and I'm, you know, alive to be talking to y'all. But
that's why I actually got threatened to be killed by this fanatic freakazoid.
Yeah.
Wow.
He put out an NCIC on me. He wanted to, and he tried to destroy me.
But he's got his now, hadn't he?
Oh,
because he's in a lot of trouble.
You know what? I haven't stopped on him. It has been an ongoing thing. But all I did is tie his own crap on him. And I'm going to tell you what, Dorothy. I used your books for most of that. I don't know how to explain it. You don't have the whole harm none kind of crap. They harm you. You harm them back, but only what they deserve. And I waited so long for somebody to come out like that.
Mm-hmm.
That you were such an inspiration to me, that you made me feel okay, because I tried to be so sweet and light so long, and it did not work for me. It is not the right answer. When people are out to hurt you,
yeah,
you tie their own stuff back on them. And your books and your stuff that came out has helped me achieve what I need to achieve, and the individuals who did what they did are now coming down, and you were one of the people I looked to book-wise to help me with that.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm really glad that things are better. You know, I think one of the things that people miss, especially if they are Wiccan, is that the harm none law applies to them too.
Yep.
And you know, and they and folks, you know, I can't even say that they forget that. I think that they're not taught that, or that's not mentioned to them,
exactly.
You know, at the beginning. Because when you allow someone to harm you, you've already violated that law.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think that people ought to be flinging out hexes and curses just to see if they can. But you know, there's nothing wrong with protecting yourself and defending yourself.
Exactly. And I have a shop out here, and I'm going to tell you what. You know, if you're willing to take the consequence for anything you do, then you are willing to justify what your actions are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people come in all the time and ask me, do you hex people? I was like, I don't know. Do they freaking deserve it? If not, no. I'm going to say no.
Well,
oh my God.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm glad that things have turned around for you, and we appreciate your calling, and it's so good to have spoken to you.
And Dorothy, you know what? You should take it easy on the people who don't write books when you're playing the word game.
Oh. Honey, people kick my ass on that all the time.
That's right. You always whipping my ass, all right? In other words, you know, take it easy.
Okay. Okay, I'll remember.
All right.
Thank
all
you
right,
so
good.
Much for calling.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You have a great night.
You have a blessed night.
You too. That was so nice. It always feels good, doesn't it, when you find out that you've had a positive impact on somebody?
You know, it really does, because people, for a lot of years, people never missed a chance to tell me that I had screwed up.
Hello.
And so when you find out that you have had a positive influence on somebody, or that you have done something right, it really, you know, it really does feel good. Because, you know, there are times when I even wonder, you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing what I'm doing?
Yep.
And just a call like that makes me go, okay, I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because, you know, I think everybody has that dark night of the soul.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they go, you know, this is how I feel about this, blah, 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 blah. And then you look back on that a year or two later and you go, oh, what if I was wrong? You know?
Oh, sure. But it's amazing to me because, you know, the statement that you had just made about the harm none law, and it does apply to us. I learned that from you. That never even occurred to me until you had said it the first time you were on, and it was like an epiphany, and it opened up other things. It made other things possible, whereas because we all are kind of afraid to exercise muscle sometimes because we think we have to accept and be above it or you know, look past it, and you really do not have to accept shitty treatment for any reason. Because you are breaking the law, and I learned that from you.
Well, thank you. You know, it's funny because none of my teachers ever taught me that either. That was one of those epiphanies that it was like, you know, I was in my office doing something one day, and all of a sudden it occurred to me. And I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I think that folks have been misinterpreting this all along because, you know, you really are responsible for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But more than that, you're responsible to yourself.
Exactly. And that's something I don't think most people, just as a general rule, really consider and take it to heart and take it as real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, I think that when you walk into a room, you should be, to yourself, you should be the most important person in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has nothing to do with conceit. You're the most important person in that room because, to start with, you're the only you've got.
Right.
Exactly.
You're the only person you've got. Because even if someone else wants to take care of you, you know, God forbid, but they could fall out of bed and break their neck and be gone tomorrow.
True.
Yeah.
So, you have to be respectful of yourself. And when you allow someone to walk all over you, and trust me, I spent years letting people walk all over me, okay? So
I hear you,
what
did
I'm
it.
Talking about, okay? But you know, because I didn't want to hurt feelings, and I didn't want this, and I didn't want that, and you know, I all but had doormat written across my forehead. But when you allow people to do that, that's disrespectful of yourself. You're just dissing yourself. And you also have to remember that you are important. You are a unique creation. And besides that, God and Goddess don't make junk.
Thank you. Hello.
There you go. Yeah.
So, you know, each and every person on this planet is a unique creation and is important.
See, I love that.
And so, you know, it's kind of interesting when we strive so hard not to harm anybody else, but we think we don't matter. We should matter first. You know, I have a very dear friend who is always helping somebody else, but she's always doing without.
Yeah.
And one day, you know, I told her, I said, honey, you know, I think it's fabulous that you're helping all these people, but, you know, you don't have a damn thing in this house to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, but, you know, they probably need it worse than I do. And I went, no. You know, the idea is to share with other people. You know, you take care of your stuff first. What you need to do is help people with whatever you've got left over.
Yes, and people forget it becomes martyrdom after a while.
Well, you know, it does, and that hadn't occurred to her either. And now because she does that, she seems to be able to help more people because she seems to have more left over because she's actually taking care of herself because she is a unique creation.
Absolutely. I liken it to a well. You know, if you keep taking out of the well and not putting anything back in, once the well runs dry, you can't serve anybody.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Or, you know, stemming back to you have to love yourself before other people can love you.
Yeah.
You know, it's true. You know, I don't know. I've just learn this lesson actually from the last time that I talked to you, like Raina was saying, you know, because you beat yourself up and you're like, oh, but I'm supposed to be doing for other people and I don't want to seem selfish and I don't want to seem conceited. And it's like, you know what? It's not conceited to ask for what you need.
Well, no,
or
it's
even
not
what you want.
No, it's, you know, it's not, and it's not selfish either. You know, I think a lot of times we confuse selfish with tending to our own needs. I think what's selfish is expecting someone else to tend to our needs.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And it's exactly right.
So, you know, it's much easier to say, you know, I need this, or wait a minute, I have to go do this for me, and then I'll come and tend to blah, blah, blah. And the other thing is, if you wait for somebody else to tend to your needs, you're going to be waiting a long time, and that's going to breed resentment. So,
yeah. That is very true. That, you know, and you, not for nothing, but I have seen so many people do this, and it's not just women. Men do this too. When you get involved in a relationship and it's all about how you're identifying yourself through that person,
mm-hmm.
instead of identifying who you are when you're with that person.
Well,
they're very, very different.
It is. You know, with my ex-husband, I remember we were married for years, and I remember one day he asked me, well, you know, what would you like to do today? Well, hell's bells, I didn't know what I wanted to do because all we'd been doing for all those years were things he wanted to do. I had no idea what I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, other than go to bed with a wet rag, you know. And and that was an eye-opener for me, too, because
yep.
I no longer had any idea who the hell I was.
Mm-hmm. It's a mistake that people make. It's one thing to be accommodating. It's another thing to give up your entire being for someone else.
Well, it is, and you know, and it happens so gradually that yeah. I don't even think we realize it's happening.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Because it's not something that any of us set out to do.
Right.
It just happens. Because you're right, because we're being accommodating. And
mm-hmm.
you know, when Mark and I started dating, we did a lot of talking.
Mhm.
And you know, and I decided that if he was going to be around, then that was all well and fine. But, you know, he was going to see my very worst side, too. And we'd
uh-huh.
see if he could deal with that. And, you know, not that I was, you know, we've never had a fuss, okay? So not in all these years, and so that's great. But, you know, he really is a neat nick, and I'm a slob. And so, I didn't do the courting neat thing at the house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, you know, if I knew he was coming over, I didn't run around and dust and polish and all this kind of stuff and make it look like house beautiful because I lived
uh-huh.
there.
Right.
And I wanted him to know what things were like.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I got to tell you, you know, my house has never been so bad that I would be embarrassed to let the maintenance man in. And
right.
I know people whose houses are, okay? But, you know, if Mark hadn't dusted, you know, I'm oblivious to dust, okay? And so, yeah, you know, people could write novels in my dust sometimes if he hadn't dusted. But he knew exactly what he was getting into.
Yeah, you let him see the real deal, the real deal.
Yeah, and you know, and so in all these years, you know, nothing has changed. I am exactly who I was when we were dating. Period. And I think it's been very healthy for our relationship, and it's been
mm-hmm.
extremely healthy for me. Because I think this is the first time that I've really been in a healthy relationship, and it's because I set my own rules at the beginning. I didn't set rules for him. I set rules for me.
Right, right.
And, so,
and you were willing to say, look, this is who I am. This is what it is. This is the deal. You can either accept it or not. And when you make that kind of a rule and you stick to it, and you don't suddenly worry about this is out of place or this, you know, what happens if I disagree? I don't like this that they like or that that they like. If you're just you and they fall in love with you, if you change, then you've changed the person that they fell in love with in the first place, and it goes away.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, being okay enough with yourself to and loving yourself enough to accept
mm-hmm.
the fact that you're not perfect.
Yep.
And when you know that that your love fell in love with the person that you really are, then you suddenly wind up with, I think, what's really important for a relationship, and that's a healthy respect and trust.
Yes.
Exactly.
I totally agree with that.
You know, you know, nothing has really changed except I'm home a little more than I used to be. But when Mark and I met and started, you know, dating and then living together, I was on the road 6 to 7 months out of the year.
Wow. You're gone
and,
a lot.
You know, not all at one time, but you
mm-hmm.
know, a week here, you know, 2 weeks there, you know, a weekend here. But that's what it figured out to. And so, you know, and that was fine. Because it wasn't something that changed like right in the middle of our relationship. It was ongoing when we met. And so we got used to that. Well, there was one point where I was, after I think we'd been married for 2 or 3 years, I was going to be home for 3 months straight.
Wow.
I thought, oh, my God, is he still going to love me? He's going to have to deal with me for 3 whole months. because I thought that was part of the key to our relationship. You know, he always said, you know, go and have a good time, and meant it. But he was really glad to see me. You know, we were both glad to see each other when I got home. So it was almost like an illicit love affair. It was great.
There you go, constant honeymoon.
And so, you know, thinking about 3 months, I thought, oh my God, in about 4 or 5 weeks, is he going to pack me a bag and tell me, can't you go fly somewhere? And I really did worry over that, and you know, it was absolutely fine. You know, it was lovely. But that was the change in the relationship. It was like all of a sudden I'm home. In fact, his mother called one Sunday and answered the phone, and she said, "What are you doing at home?" And I said,
"Wow.
Oh, well, you know, I live here."
Oh my God.
When the mama throws tune.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, honey, I got the best mother-in-law in the world. I really do. But you know, it was funny because even she noticed the change. You know, she's never home, and now she is. So,
aww.
but you know, but this is, but it worked because of
mm-hmm.
of the way we laid things out to start with.
Right.
You didn't send your
representative. That's what I called it when you basically show the other person what you think they want to see in the beginning as opposed to the real deal.
Oh, yeah. You know, God, I remember when I was younger and I was in a serious relationship, I would never have let this man see me without my makeup on. I mean, like I would set the clock almost for, you know, for the middle of the night to go put my face on so that I'd be pretty by the time he woke up.
Oh, there's no way in hell I would do that for anybody.
Well, honey, when I was young, I would, okay? And Mark loves me whether I've got my face on or not. So, you know, but that was another one of my rules. Oh, you know, we don't do that. That's, no. You know, we're going to see. And I really think though that the true love comes around when you're really not ready for it and you really don't want it, when you have other things.
Hello, I am applauding you for saying. I am applauding that last statement. Thank you. I tell people this all the time. Thank you for saying that.
Well, you know it's true because when Mark came along, the last thing I wanted was another relationship.
Mhm.
And
yeah.
You know because the dog and I had things to do. I even told him, oh, you know, I'm not ready for another relationship. You know, I just got out of this relationship mess, blah, blah, blah. And he just wouldn't go away.
Aww.
And I'm damn glad he didn't. But, you know, it was the last thing that I wanted because I didn't have time, for, you know, for one. And I think that actually worked in my favor.
Yeah,
because I didn't have time to even really think about all the things that I normally think about and worry over with a relationship. So things went much more easily and much more smoothly.
Aww. That's kind of,
yeah.
I kind of went through that myself. It was like, went through, oh, God, it was like years after I split with my ex-husband, it was just, you know, I dated one guy for a while, and I went through this three-month thing where, you know, these guys were like, oh, my God, got to be around you, got to have you, want to see you. And then after, like, right around the 3 months, they'd stop calling. Or I even had one guy literally change his phone number and would not give it to me. And I was like, did I do something wrong? Like, you know, I think just absolutely up and disappear. So I wound up doing a spell on myself. I was like, you know what? I was a single mom at the time. I was like, if love is not meant for me, if I had my chance and that's it, it's gone, so be it. But, you know, just take the desire away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once I got that out of my mind, that I was looking for it and that I had to have it, and I was willing to accept what came to me,
mm-hmm.
and I was willing to be myself, you know, and he came along. My knight in shining tinfoil. I love him.
Oh, her aluminum knight. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true. I think that once we accept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you decided, you know, oh, well, you know, maybe this is it, maybe this isn't meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
You were then okay with being by yourself.
Yeah.
So this is at the point where you, I think, really started to like yourself because you forced yourself to.
Yeah. It was like, I got to know myself.
Yeah. And, you know, and I don't think you can really have a successful relationship. You might have a long-term one. But I don't think really a successful one until you're okay by yourself.
Yes.
And you feel like you're good company for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I crack myself up all the time. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not half bad.
No, honey. No, you're not at all half bad. Good grief.
Not at all.
Well, thank you.
And you're cute as a button, sis. I just have to say, you are cute as a button.
Well, when I'm not out in the backyard breaking my nose.
Yeah, really. When she's not tripping over things and falling down and rolling in pee, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not so cute right around then.
She's too funny.
I'm so proud of both of you, because y'all actually have been able to put up with me for all this time. Thank you.
Oh, are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
For a week straight, if we possibly could. I mean, we're about down to 6 minutes at this point, but I'm like, I don't care. Let the show end. We'll sit here and talk.
Yeah, really. Because I have to tell you, Dorothy, to me, these are little conversations. These are just snippets. I know it seems like, oh, you know, you've been on for an hour and a half, and to me, that's like not a lot of time. And I've learned so much from you just in these two little conversations, and I apply what you say to, and it changes what I'm doing enough to make it even make more sense. Did that make any sense?
Well, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. And
you
I'm going to be back on in July.
No, I know. I can't wait.
You actually may even let other people talk to you.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure how I feel about that right now. We'll talk about that. That's for the three of us ladies to discuss. But, I mean, I get so much from these conversations with you, Dorothy, and I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart how much I appreciate and love you, and I already placed my order, so I can't wait to get my stuff.
I'm looking at your order right now.
There you go.
Yes, I am. in fact, when it came in, I'm sitting here at my computer desk, and when it came in, I went, by God, she did place this order.
I heard you. I was like, you know what? I think I need some of this and some of this and some of this. I got a couple of little things. Yes, I can't wait.
And it will go out to you via priority mail first thing in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Because when I get off the phone, I'll pack it.
Oh, you are the sweetest thing in the world. Oh, can I just hug you and kiss you someday?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you guys have not ever smelled her products, I got the cash flow jar, and oh, my God, I literally could bathe in that stuff. I want a perfume made out of this cash flow.
Oh, Dorothy, so Dorothy, she has been saying, she has been talking about this ever since she got the bottle. I hear about this almost every single day about how amazing your products smell and work and that they're fabulous.
Well,
so,
thank you. But, and you know what? I really thought about making a perfume out of that or doing bath salts out of that, but I'm kind of afraid to because it has a lot of cinnamon in it, and that's kind of caustic to the skin, and so I'm going to figure that out.
Yeah.
However, I can sell the powder by itself.
Oh.
If you contact me privately, and you can put that in a simmer pot in your house.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be buying some because I love that stuff. It smells so good. And you know what? I'm the apothecariest or whatever the term is of the family. I will figure out how to recreate that with oils.
Okay.
Like non-essential oils that you can use on the body.
Okay.
I will find cinnamon oil, and we will talk, and I will try to recreate that.
Okay.
And I will send it to you.
Okay. Because really and truly, I'd love to do bath salts out of that.
Okay.
Wow. And she'll come up with a way to do it. She will come. If the two of you guys work together, it'll happen. I know, Dorothy, I have full faith in you. You'll make it happen. I know you will.
Okay. Well, see?
Well, that's awesome.
One more thing solved.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll contact you. I'm going to be out of the house tomorrow, but I will contact you this week.
Okay.
And we will definitely talk about it.
Okay, I'm going to be gone tomorrow too. I finally have to. I'm finally getting my hair cut. I'm starting to look like Cousinette. And and you know, and this is a terrible thing, but you know, I drive an hour and a half to go get a haircut. And
because when you find somebody who can do it right, you will drive to the ends of the earth. I won't let anybody touch it.
Because I have had some really awful haircut experiences, one time somebody took a big whack out of the side of my hair, and I had to do a cable TV show the next day, so you're right. So I'm finally driving to Richmond tomorrow to go get a haircut. So,
bless your heart, that's adorable.
and maybe I'll shop too while I'm there.
I knew there was another reason. I knew it.
Retail therapy, it's magic on its own.
Oh,
it is.
There you go. I know, and I hate to do this, but we are running out of time. We've got 90 seconds left. But we love you, and we can't wait to have you back. And thank you so much for coming and talking.
I love y'all, too, and thank y'all so much for having me. And we will
talk again in
July.
July.
Okay.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Yay! We love you, Dorothy.
We love you, too. Good night.
Thank you guys for coming so much.
Bye.
Good night. We love you.
All right, before we go, I just want to say one more thing about this book, Utterly Wicked, Dorothy Morrison, WickedWitchStudios.com. Please go there. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And I'm going to buy stuff. But next week has been changed from Donna to Janie B. Look on our website, our Facebook page. I will explain. But anyway, we love you guys. Thank you for coming, and we will see you next week. Love you.
Blessed be y'all. Bye.
Bye, blessings. Bye.